Jadoo!
Wednesday, September 22nd, 2010, coming up on the program today, a man has been blendered, plus diaper fetish and murder, and don't cry while I fuck you, you're gonna anger Satan. All of this plus your emails, today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Dimension with you. This is Distorted View
One of
Daily.
My listeners on the internet, Timmy Boo, was a little bit down a while ago, you know, but
it never gets old.
Says this song has lift him up.
Cheer up, Timmy Boo.
Yeah, same feel like the Lord is with him now, you know.
Yes, okay. We don't have to play the whole thing.
Happy to know that, Timmy Boo. No worry, sir.
Okay. Got a great program for you. Nard has sent me a great Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. I don't think we've played this before, but this quite possibly is the world's worst singer. And the problem is, I don't think English is her first language. I don't think English is her seventh language. Take a listen. She is trying to speak English, though. The first word was Saturday. I think. I still don't know what song she's trying to sing. Very good. You know, speaking of shitty singers, we recently featured a man with Tourette's who, when he feels a massive tick coming on, he starts singing a song. It's like a little karaoke number. Well, I've got a new video here, and this he sort of explains what happens after he sings the song with his massive ticks. It takes a while for him to get to the point here because he's ticking.
Would you like to know, fucker, what happens to me after I record a song? Oi, fucker, fucker. Well, I'm absolutely fucked. Oi, shit. So, there it is. That's what it is.
His art is killing him. He's killing himself for us. Fucker, our fucker, amusement.
There you are.
There you go. A little explanation of what happens after the Tourette's guy sings us songs. Moving on, Jesse sent in a horrible clip of old men having sex and a woman walking in on them with some fantastic acting. Take a listen.
In the next room for 20 minutes? Without you in here fucking somebody?
Actually, I'm not fucking somebody. He's fucking me.
Oh. How you got fucked?
Ooh, direction. I found I love it too. Fuck you, you've been tearing that asshole up.
Ah.
Ooh. Why don't you come join us?
Whatever.
Really? Really? You're okay with that? You want to join in?
Just look at this. Whoa.
No. He's licking his own pre-cum.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah. Get fucked in my ass. It makes me just gripping.
Apparently.
Gripping, yeah.
Getting fucked in the ass makes you drippy. Ding. This really is an educational program.
Hello. Hey. Nice to meet you.
Ooh. Saying hi to the guy who's doing the fucking.
Here, why don't I just clean this up a little bit and it's all fun? How about that?
Okay.
All right, clean up that very appetizing mixture of semen, lube, and shit, and then I'll join in.
That's disgusting. Lady, you do not respect yourself. Getting in bed with two gay old men. Hey, Max sent me a great email. He says, hey, Tim, Distorted View was featured in this week's weekly download. It's an official Zune podcast by the Microsoft people that basically tell which podcast people should check out. They played my rant on the Jitterbug phone. So not only is DV getting love from Apple by putting us on the featured section of the podcast, but now Microsoft is getting in on the game. Let's just take a listen to what they had to say about Distorted View. Uh-oh.
Up next, we have the Distorted View podcast. It's a 30-minute podcast, comes out each day, Monday through Friday. A bizarre and twisted comedy podcast. Every day, Tim Henson scours the web for the most bizarre and twisted stories in the news.
Come on, honey.
He then presents them to you, complete with his own unique, read, crass, vulgar childish,
cynical,
and inappropriate commentary.
Okay, the biggest example of one. I thought it was more interesting than that. I thought she was actually going to say, like, holy mother of shit, this guy's a monster. Anyways, let's see what clip she plays.
Commentary.
The biggest example of one of these products, I guess, would be the Jitterbug phone, which is the cell phone for old people, because old people can't comprehend things like contacts or numbers, apparently, because the Jitterbug used to come with three buttons.
All right, it's my Jitterbug rant, which I think is a good sort of introduction to DV, my hatred for the elderly.
Although what's great is for the people that have just listened to the weekly download and said, wow, that Distorted View sounds like a kind of a funny program, and then download the most recent episode, which was yesterday's, they will hear Pony Scat Porn. I bet you DV has the highest turnover rate for listeners. Does she say anything else about DV?
You have been listening to a clip from the Distorted View podcast.
Fun.
And that's the download for this week.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you, Microsoft, for plugging Distorted View. I appreciate it. Moving on, for all of my new listeners, this one's for you. Here's a cum fart. Give me back that cum. It's mine. What the guy's an asshole. He's an Indian giver. He blows his wad at her and then wants it back.
Right there.
I don't know why they did this, but she is shitting her cum out onto a like a mirror.
Oh yeah,
you can really see it, I guess.
Oh yeah,
snorted afterwards. Yeah. Oh, very juicy. I don't know if amazing's the right word. Captain Squiggy sent me a couple links here. Here is a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is Daniel Melanson. Apparently he wrote a song and is singing it all about his girlfriend.
Hey, yo, this song goes out to my ex-girlfriend named Jessica Savo.
Ex-girlfriend.
This song is all for you. I love you.
Trying to win her back, maybe.
Listen up, everybody. I got a brand new true story about a really, really nice girl that's a hottie and a really, really sweetie. She means the world to me. I love her with all my H-E-A-R-T. Till the day that I D-I-E, I know I'm an MC, but I had time planning for this lady, cause she's the number one girl for me. Now that she dumped me, I don't know what I'ma do, homie. But all I know is that I can write this song for her, cause I love her and I miss her, and I wish that I can be back with her. I just hope that one day she'll come back to me, cause then
I'ma just truly awful.
Once in love, Jessica Savo, and I just wanna be back with her. So I hope that my new song for her brings me back with her. Because Jessica Savo, this is your song. And yes, Jessica, I still love you, and I will always love you. Now here's the chorus. Listen up, Jessica, this is for you. There's no words that can describe how much I love you, how much I miss you. But all I know is that I would do anything for you.
Okay.
Cause Jessica Savo, yes I love you. And this is Jessica's song. This is your song. This is your song, babe. You're just a call, I don't know.
Yeah, I think one verse is enough, don't you? We get the idea. I got one more song for you. I hope you can take it. This episode of DB has been very musical. This was also sent in by Captain Swiggy. I don't know if we've played this before on the program or not. It is Baby Got Book, the Christian version of Baby Got Back.
Oh, my goodness. Becky, look at her Bible. It is so huge. She looks like one of those preacher guy's girlfriend. But who understands those preacher guys anyway?
Oh,
they only talk to her because she looks like Mother Teresa. Okay. I mean, but look at it. It's just huge. It's gross. She just looks so righteous.
I like big Bibles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a KJV and a bookmark in Proverbs, you get stoked. Got a name engraved so you know this girl is saved. It looks like one of those large ones with plenty of space in the margins. Oh, baby, I want to read.
I think I would rather hear Daniel Melanson than this guy, actually.
Because your Bible's got pictures. My minister tried to console me, but that book you got makes
me so holy.
Ooh, mama.
It would have been funny if she did end up saying horny.
You say you want koinonia? Well, bless me, and teach me about John Wesley. I saw her praying while I was DJing. She got grace, pretty face. She ain't going down to the bad place. I'm tired of heathen guys saying they like pocket size. Ask the average Christian to take a look. She got a pack much book. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
your girlfriend's got the book.
Hell yeah.
Well, read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read that holy book. Baby, got NIV with a ribbon bookmark.
Again, one verse is all I need. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up bucket nose right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, that is the best way to help support this program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. As a matter of fact, yesterday's program was extended, and tomorrow's program will be exclusive. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know, I talk a lot about on the show how some of these news stories anger me because they don't provide enough information that I want. Like, they don't give enough details, or they detail the wrong part of the news story. For instance, maybe the headline is, "Woman shoves trout up ex-husband's ass to kill him." And then they barely mention the trout in the dude's asshole. You know, like, I want to know how she pushed it in. Was it, you know, head first, tail first, or fin first, or whatever? And then also, how did they get the trout out of his asshole? Did he shit it out? Was it surgically removed? They gloss over all of that and spend the majority of the news story talking about her jail sentence or upcoming court appearances. It's a bunch of bullshit. However, this news story out of Toronto really tries to pack in as much information as possible in the first sentence, which I appreciate. The story comes from Toronto. A rich businessman was wearing a diaper when he plotted to murder his wife with his dominatrix mistress and her ex-lover hitman. See what I'm sorry. I'm first of all, this news story is making me gassy, and there's so much information I'm tripping up here. Hulking hitman Kerry Bob Anderson taped his meeting with businessman Alex Petratis, or something, who was wearing the diaper, and Sandy Ranella at her Scarborough, Ontario apartment as the trio discussed a kidnapping killing of Petratis' wife of almost 40 years, Kirsten. Anderson concealed a tape recorder in his socks and under a pant leg in order to protect himself against Petratis in the event that he tried to turn him into police. Petratis was angry after paying Anderson about $100,000 and waiting months for a murder that never took place. Anderson never said anything to Petratis about his unusual dress. Really? No one even asked him about the diaper? I'm sorry, if I saw a man wearing a diaper and I was having a meeting with him, I would expect him to say something like, "You're probably wondering why I'm wearing dirty diapers." Funny story. And if he didn't mention it, I sure as fuck would.
Do you expect me to do business with a man who needs to be changed? All right. On the tape played in court, Petratus is heard saying he hoped he and Anderson would really make it look like a kidnapping at the couple's Stony Lake, Ontario cottage. Anderson said he would put Kirsten in a sleeper and break her neck in a second. The witness told the jury he also wanted to extort more money out of Petratus. Anderson added that he thought about asking Petratus for $1 million and a Hummer. Not the car, a blowjob. Look, he's already in diapers. He's probably willing to go the extra mile. Figuring he could send him copies of the incriminating tapes or give them to his wife. Anderson never followed through. Days later, everyone involved in the alleged plot was arrested in mid-January 2004. Timely news story here. Petratus, 68, and Ranella, 47, pleaded not guilty to conspiring to kill his wife and counseling Anderson, 46, to commit the murder. In cross-examination, Ranella's lawyer, Joseph Neuberger, said Anderson dismissed the murder plot as crazy when he testified in 2005 at a preliminary hearing. Quote, you've got two co-defendants who are up on conspiracy to commit murder on someone that they didn't want killed. You've got a hitman on the stand who was being paid to do a murder that wasn't going to commit a murder. Okay, testified Anderson 5 years ago. Anderson admitted he felt that way in 2005, but it's not the way I feel today. I don't see it as a joke. It's not funny. Is that their defense? Like, oh, we were just goofing around. We weren't serious. Neuberger suggested that Ranella was suffering from a raging cocaine addiction, which triggered a host of bizarre behaviors when she and Anderson split up in 1999 or 2000. Ranella would scratch her back against the wall as if she were a snake shedding its skin, the court heard. The trial resumes Tuesday. What the fuck is going on? I don't think I understood anything in that news story. I was just reading it. I hope you guys could comprehend what was going on. I have no idea if anyone was killed. I'm not entirely sure who the person in the diaper was either. Was it the slave or was it the hitman? I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Second story we have for you today. I'm sorry I have to say this, but even those who defend our country can be complete fucktards. A decorated war hero died when an industrial blender... Oh, no. I mean, you guys can pretty much, you know, figure out what happened here. Yes, a decorated war hero died when an industrial blender he had climbed into to clean was switched on by another worker. Former paratrooper Paul Palmer should have been protected by a safety system designed to make it impossible to turn the machine on when somebody is inside. But two cutoff switches failed. Isn't that fucking scary? Not just one cutoff switch. Two failed. And the 44-year-old, who served in three war zones, was killed by the mixing machine's blade after suffering multiple injuries. He was blended. Yeah, I guess this guy really wasn't an asshole. He was just sort of relying on a machine to protect him. When I put it like that, it does sound like he's stupid. Yesterday, the firm Building Chemical Research and its company director, Stuart Reich, were fined a total of £20,000 at Bolton Crown Court after pleading guilty to breaching health and safety law at the factory in Greater Manchester. Mr. Palmer, a father of one from Radcliffe, climbed into the machine, a powerful, slow-speed mixer, to clean it when it was switched on by another worker. Mmm, he was turned into delicious man puree. That's also what I call semen. I got another fucking burp coming on. Guys, I'm so sorry. This is not very professional of me. When has Distorted View ever been professional, right? We got that taken care of. We can move on now. Did you hear before my burp, though? Like, my throat made a crazy noise. Let me just isolate this audio and turn up the volume. Right there. And then I burp. All right. Are we still on this story? What's going on here? Oh, yes. The machine should have been impossible to turn on while someone was inside, the court heard, but two safety cutout switches failed to do their part. Mr. Palmer was an experienced worker at the firm who trained other staff. Had the machine had a proper guard and a working cutout switch, Mr. Palmer would be alive today, said HSC Inspector Alan Meyer. More than 3.2 million people are employed in the manufacturing sector in Great Britain. Last year, 35 workers were killed, and there were more than 31,000 serious injuries in the industry. I'm sure I've read about some of those on Distorted View Daily. Final story we have for you today. A woman was told to look happy and not cry during a videoed sexual encounter if she wanted to break a black magic curse placed on her.
Try to act like you're enjoying me fucking you. It's the only way the demons will leave your body. The instructions were relayed to the frightened woman in a phone call from a man with a demonic-sounding voice who called himself King Russell, according to prosecutor Sarah Huggett. What the hell is going on here? I think this all went down in Australia. Ms. Huggett was continuing the Crown's opening address today at the NSW District Court trial of Tony Glosson, 62, Arthur Psychos, 40. Oh my God! Psychogios, really? You expect me to pronounce that? And his wife, Frances. Glosson, and then the other one is Golossian. Golossian. If I stopped and sounded it out, I probably could do it. All right. Glossian has pleaded not guilty to 42 charges. 42? And Arthur to 27 sex and other offenses relating to two women covering periods from 2001 to 2008. Ms. Huggett has told the jury that the first victim was told a black magic curse had been placed on her and it could be removed only if she attended prayer sessions with Tony Golossian. Golossian. Whom she trusted. I'm still trying to sound that out. Ms. Huggett has outlined a number of occasions when the woman was instructed to go to motels for a motel for a prayer session. Come on, put your thinking cap on, honey. Where she was blindfolded and had sex with Golossian and Arthur Seichels, and her believed the curse would be removed. She has alleged that during the prayer session, the G-Man put on a demonic-sounding voice claiming to be King Russell, and the same voice was used in phone calls to the woman when she was given various instructions. The voice in the telephone calls, the Crown says, is either Tony or Arthur or some third unknown person acting on their behalf.
Baby, I am gonna make you feel so good. Just let me stick my big, fat, red poker prick up your asshole. Yeah. Let's Satan have your cookies. Come on. Satan wants your cookies. Oh my God, I'm gonna come.
Can we cuddle?
Satan away!
Ms. Huggett said police had found a video recording of the encounter in a locked cupboard at the home of Arthur Psychos or something. On another occasion, the person calling himself King Russell had told the woman, Arthur's body is not coping with my power. The curse is very strong. You must pick someone else to have sex with. The voice told her that to have the curse lifted, she had to pick someone to have sex with within 3 days. The woman approached a work colleague and had sex with him at a Sydney hotel. And during a second meeting on King Russell's instructions, arranged for him to bring along another woman for a threesome. Ms. Huggett is continuing her address at a trial before Judge Penelope Hawk. So there you go, beautiful name. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hello, do it again for this pen. And let's go, your monkey overlord calling to drop some knowledge about diabetes versus maple syrup urine disease and hopefully clear up the controversy. The urine used to ferment the yeast in the now famous whiskey is from someone with diabetes.
Diabetes
is an inability to produce the hormone insulin or an inability of the body's tissues to respond to insulin, leading to increased glucose in the bloodstream and ultimately glucose being secreted in higher amounts than normal in the urine.
Yeah, get to the maple.
Now,
maple
syrup urine disease is in fact a different disorder entirely. It's the incapacity of the body to break down particular amino acids.
Okay, that's great. I don't care.
You nerd. What's up? I'm trying to get back to listening to your show. It's been fucking three years now, but I've been sitting as hell. I'm hearing your voice every day, and I'm so far behind. I don't know even what's going on in the show. Davey from Toronto here.
Hi, Davey. Toronto. I particularly appreciate how coherent your phone call is.
If you're going to put this on, Joe, to all new freaks, he is your God.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Tim. Beth and Glenn Falls here. On the Thursday show, you were playing the Age of Aquarius song, and I was wondering if you had ever seen the movie Hair.
Sorry.
Treat Williams, Beverly DeVille.
No.
Carter.
See that hippie bullshit.
Pretty fucking hilarious. You should check it out. And if you do check it out and you think it's stupid at the beginning, then just go to the chapter titled Black Boys. And yeah, I think you'll go back and watch the whole movie and laugh your ass off. All right, jiggoo.
All right, thank you very much for the tip.
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Eric from Kansas.
Just the tip.
I was just calling to share a story with you and the freaks. Earlier today, I was delivering pizza, like I do a couple nights a week.
Yummy, yummy.
And
yummy,
I delivered
pizza
to this old bitch's house. Real nice neighborhood and shit, and there was already a pizza bag on her porch, and she was like, "Yeah, the pizza man left this here last time," and I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, that's no problem. I'll take that back to the store for you." And I look at it, and there's like some weird fucking hair and shit on there. I was like, "Oh, it's probably just cat laid down on it or something." Upon further inspection, I opened the fucking thing up. There's a fucking rotting corpse of some kind of fucked up animal. I can't even tell what it is. There's fucking maggots and shit.
Ah!
Like, it's just like brutal and it fucking reeks like death. And, you know, at that point she was watching me and I couldn't fucking just like, I wanted to just fucking, yeah, I had to like put it in my...
I would say, lady, no, I'm not taking that bag. There's a dead animal and maggots in there.
Car.
Crazy.
And drive it away from her house. All my fucking windows down, and the smell was like so bad.
Why
like,
did you take that?
Timmy Bibbidi-Jigaboo Henson, what the fuck is up, sir? This is Zach Paul Pounds from Florida. I called him with a completely different topic for a voicemail before, but instead, in my own little freakish ADD head, I came up with a new, completely different, bizarre sex term that we can all use for Halloween. It's called the zombie blowjob.
Okay.
And it's where you take your goyle, or in your case, your small, tight little Asian boy that you keep in your closet, and you make them eat a red popsicle. It has to be strawberry or cherry. It has to be fucking red. And you let it melt in their mouth, and then you fuck the living hell out of their throat so it's still nice and cold and lifeless and juicy from the fucking popsicle. And if you can finally get close to coming with all that fucking freezing cold around your cat, you pull them out by their hair and you make them say, and then you shoot your load across their fucking face and you go, boom, headshot. Happy Halloween. Chigoo.
That's not bad.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Member Spider here. Hey, I was just listening to the September 17th, 2010 show, and there was this lady that said she's a vampire. Okay, first off, when anyone says that they're a vampire, I automatically want to punch them in the face. One, because vampirism is not real. Yes, I have a blood fetish. Yes, I like to drink blood. However, I do not consider myself a vampire because all... quote unquote vampire.
Did we know that spider liked to drink blood too? I think
that's
new.
Really
twist.
Is that it originated from blood fetishes.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that's great.
Oh, is this thing on? Hi ho, Jim Henson. It's me, Kermit the Frog, calling. I'm just calling to see where you've been, Jim. Talk to you later.
Oh, because my name is kind of like Jim Henson. It's cute.
Timmy Boo.
Very
what
clever.
What a do. Hey, Timmy. Hey, freaks. This is Naughty Nibbles. Hey, congratulations, Tim, on making the strange and offbeat category
on
iTunes.
I know. What a treat.
Way to go. I checked it out, and while it was on the front page,
you know,
check it out on the podcast page, everybody. And while you're there, write a review. Timmy had mentioned that we didn't have too many reviews up, so I just wrote one.
Yes!
So way to go.
Just
also, the Distorted View into... brilliant.
Yes, have well over, I think we have like 1,400 or 1,500 views now, which is still chicken shit, you know, in YouTube world, but that's enough. I guess I'll do another one for you guys.
Hello, Timmy Bear.
I am hating my
Happy
callers
birthday.
Today.
Hey, Timothy, this is the Puerto Rican farmer here. Just calling to tell you, I love you. I love your show. And I miss Koi. And here is my friend, Pipi Hermoso. You cannot say.
Cut off. Well, thank you. I kind of like that voicemail call. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official hall website voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. It's 206-660-GOD. Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to leave us comments, rate us, all that sort of good stuff. I will be back tomorrow for Sideshow members. And then I'll be back on Friday to end the week for everyone. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Like